Last year, waters from Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee overwhelmed the 40-year-old Harriman treatment facility beyond anything seen previously, compromising its processing ability to the point where the plant was discharging more wastewater than allowable into the Ramapo River. Activists insist water quality vigilance must continue. David Van Leeuwen is policy director with Environmental Advocates of New York.
New York has made great progress cleaning up our waterways over the last 40 years, and we can't start sliding back on that now.
The shortcomings of the Harriman plant attracted the attention of the Department of Environmental Conservation, which cited the facility for numerous permit violations, including the discharge of more waste than allowed for 19 of the last 24 months. Orange County lawmakers are considering whether to spend $1 million in surplus funds on a sewage study, a facility plan that could result in resurrecting old plans the town of Chester once developed to put up a new plant on the Blue Meadow Creek. Officials say a facility in the Chester area would effectively expand Orange County's ability to handle wastewater from homes and businesses in 8 towns and villages. Orange County spokesperson Kristen Jensen.
At this point, there's no plant planned. The purpose of the facility plan is to determine the most desirable location for increased treatment capacity. The need for increased treatment capacity is indicated based upon 2011 flows into the Harriman wastewater treatment plant.
The $1 million figure represents a first installment of an expansion study that comes with a $2 million price tag. Officials say it could be funded by a $4.5 million surplus generated by sewer users in municipalities that use the Harriman plant. Jensen says the funding request cleared 2 committees in November and is under discussion.
The facility plan is expected to take place over several years, at which time recommendations will be made to the county executive and the legislature. But the first step is to get the legislative approval.
That approval could come any time. Environmentalists promise they'll be watching from the wings. Riverkeeper's Paul Gallet says municipalities should be mindful of the ecological need to keep our rivers clean.
A dollar spent on maintaining your wastewater infrastructure is a dollar spent avoiding illness for people who swim or fish in those rivers. We drink the water from the rivers, so you invest in water treatment infrastructure, you invest in public health and safety.
Orange County Deputy Public Works Commissioner Pete Hammond was not available for comment. He was quoted in the Times-Herald Record saying the county was responding to pressure from the DEC, which he says demanded a flow management plan for the Harriman plant in February after citing the county for numerous permit violations. If alternative plans don't pan out, the DEC could be asked to approve an upgrade at Harriman. DEC officials did not return calls for comment in time for broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.